Hi, my name is Abasiofon Okpan, and I'm mostly called AB Okpan. So I'd love to launch my podcast today, and I'm going to start off with something very special, a special event which I am hosting. And let me tell you about the event. I learned about the Eagles. I heard a story about the Eagles, I think a few years ago, and it said the story talks about how the Eagles kind of get their strength, how they get their how they're able to dominate the sky. And then the story said that, okay, after a certain period of time, an eagle decides to go away into desolation. So he goes to flies into this cave and hides there, and then plugs off all their wings, all their wings, and then they're left there unable to fly with the pens, and then there's no food. So they get to starve, and then they wait for their wings to grow again. So this could take months, about 2, 3, 6 months, for a long time. So this it goes. I don't know how it works. I can't remember the story, but then this is how the story goes. So after this period of time, and their wings begin to grow back again, and then they are able to fly, and then plus the hunger, and they are just very hungry, and they're just really crazy and very aggressive. So by the time they come out, anything they catch, they're just going to devour it. So I heard this secret. This is like a secret that the eagles use to, kind of revive themselves, to renew themselves. So unfortunately, I was in this situation some time ago. I think about 2017. I was in this situation, but in my case, I didn't even know what's going on or what really happened to me. I just realized that I went back to school, and I was left with nothing to survive on. So I was left with nothing, absolutely nothing, no money, no junk. I think I had about a few foodstuffs in the house, so I was broke, 100% broke. So I was angry, and I was very aggressive, and I just wanted to change my life. I just wanted to get food. I just wanted to be able to feed myself. So that's when I learned. I had my PC and my PC then, so like a plug and play PC, computer, laptop. So that's when I started learning web designs, and I learned graphic designs, and I just went all in. I was learning like 12 hours a day because there was no food, first of all, and there's no money. So if I'm supposed to lie back and okay, I'm so tired, they do not bring money, they don't bring food. So it was like a win-win, like just a lose-lose. If I die of stressing, working myself out, of course that is fine with me. Because either way, even if I want to stay here, I'm still going to be hungry, and I might still die either way. So I just put all my strength. I was working like 8 in the morning. I'll leave to school 8 in the morning, and then come back like 6, 7, 8 in the evening, and then I'll just take my bed, just refreshing up again, and then continue from like 9 o'clock till somewhere around 12, 1 o'clock. So I was learning web designs, and that was how I was able to become a professional web designer in 3 months. And then I also learned blogging. I was just into almost anything tech. So that's how I was able to learn so much in a very short period of time. And then I realized that after some time, that was 2017, now this is 2020, and then the coronavirus happened, and then I went back to the house for probably the first time in a long while. So I went back to my family, and then it was wonderful. My cousins were there. Family was there, so they're always looking out for you. You always, house was just comfortable. The world is comfortable. So, you woke up in the morning, didn't really have to stress yourself whether you have a good day or whether you're able to achieve your goal or not. There's always food in the house. So it didn't really bother. It didn't really bother me. So after that was March, and this is August. And then I think a few days ago, I just sat back and I asked myself, what have I really achieved this period of time? So I went through my records, and I realized that, oh, whatever I achieved, the few things I achieved, I did a couple of work, web design jobs, and then graphic designs, the branding, but it was not close to what I was expecting. The kind of time I had, I wasn't utilizing it the way I was supposed to. So I just got really mad. I just got really mad at myself. I'm like, what the hell have I been doing? And okay, well, I should probably go back to school. Immediately I thought about that, my mind was like, oh no, don't even think about it. What are you going to eat? And then I started thinking about all the plenty, plenty things. If it's lonely, no one is going to be there. No one is in school right now. Everyone is at home. So the loneliness and everything. But after some time, I had to try to re. Okay, don't think about, oh, I want to recreate that incident that happened to me that time. So I want to recreate that incident and see how it's going to work out for me. So I just didn't think about it, because the more I thought about coming back, you know, the more fear, and I was scared, and I didn't want to be in that situation of having to stay alone without food to eat. So I just packed up my bag one evening and I left. So I just left and I came back here. And this is my third day. I arrived here on Saturday, and Saturday was 15th of August. 15th, 16th? Yeah, 15th of August. So Sunday was yesterday and today is Monday. So this is Monday, 17th of August, 5:30. And all to today in the morning, I went out to school where it was light. So I was able to sit down there, and the only thing I did was to develop myself. So I realized that just how many hours now, I think 12 hours, I was able to complete, you know, a web design project. Our web design project, and I just made so much progress that I'm sure if I was at home, I wouldn't even make this kind of progress in a week. So I just want to recreate that desolation again. Currently, I am completely out of cash and I don't have access to cash. I left my ATM card that contained, like, my ATM card at home, so I don't want to even have an access to that account currently. So I'm here with nothing, and this is 5:30, and I'm still wondering what I'm going to eat this evening. And there's nothing to eat this evening, so I'll just, after now, I'll go back and continue an online class. And probably, but the aim is that I have to make this work, because if I don't make this work, then I don't know which other option I have. There's no TV to go back to the house, and I'm not even intending calling anyone to ask for help. So this is just me trying to develop and recreate myself. So I hope this is day one, so I'll just stop here right now because I'm not feeling this again. And then we'll see how tomorrow. So thank you for tuning in. If you're here, just subscribe so you can learn a few things here. Oh my God. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.